New Jersey's interim U.S. Senator George Helmy is stepping down on Sunday to make way for his successor, Andy Kim. We get details from WHYY's Kenneth Burns.
Helmy was appointed by Governor Phil Murphy over the summer when Bob Menendez stepped down after being convicted on federal corruption and bribery charges. Murphy said once the election results were certified, Helmy would resign so the winner could be sworn into the upper chamber early. Kim emerged as the winner on November 5th, defeating Republican Curtis Bashaw. On Monday, the Democrat will become the first Korean-American in the Senate. Helmy said he has been working with Kim to ensure a smooth transition. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.
Matthias Tarnopolsky is stepping down as president and CEO of the Philadelphia Orchestra. As WHYY's Peter Crimmins tells us, Tarnopolsky is going to the New York Philharmonic.
During his 6.5-year tenure, Matthias Tarnopolsky merged the orchestra with the Kimmel Center. He's actually the CEO of both. He renamed Verizon Hall as Marian Anderson Hall and navigated the orchestra through the pandemic. According to music and artistic director Yannick Nezet-Séguin, the Philadelphia Orchestra is in a, quote, unparalleled position right now and is grateful to Matthias for the part he played in that. On January 1st, Tarnopolsky starts in New York as its Philharmonic undergoes its own transition with a newly renovated David Geffen Hall, and superstar conductor Gustavo Dudamel becomes artistic director in 2026. Tarnopolsky had worked at the Philharmonic 15 years ago as a vice president. In Philadelphia, executive director Ryan Fluor will act as interim president until the board identifies Tarnopolsky's successor. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.
Checking sports, Sixers meet the Magic at home tonight. Action beginning at 7:30, looking to make it 3 in a row. Flyers have the night off.